We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jacob Neuheisel, UB political science professor, is joining us live this morning, 6 days until the election. And Jacob, we're seeing a frantic pace of campaigning right now, but it's kind of like a split screen. You've got on one screen the candidates running around. On the other, you have 71 million people who've already voted. And by the time election day's here, a good percentage of the country will have already voted, right?
Morning, Susan. Thanks for having the program. That's what we're seeing unfold. We're seeing really long lines at the early vote centers that are being set up. And I suppose it shows a measure of enthusiasm, but what people such as myself worry about is that that's just cannibalizing election day votes. And it's not just that, you know, people are voting now rather than then. It's that they're actually not getting out there and encouraging their friends who haven't already voted to do so. And so that's my worry when I see these kinds of numbers.
All right, so that's a different way to kind of look at that. Maybe less of that election day groundswell, might have a little bit of an impact. On the same hand, you could see, I mean, I've never seen the outreach of people asking you to vote, telling you, you know, vote, 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 seeing the long lines. I've never seen, that being done to this extent before, have you?
No, and it seems it's coming from all corners. I mean, I saw a Facebook ad yesterday telling people to vote and walking them through some of the mechanics of that. And as someone who studies voter turnout, that is absolutely the way to go about things. The way people get to the polls is that somebody asks. My worry is that if you've already dropped your ballot off, you've already voted early, then those appeals kind of ring hollow where, you know, I'm not going to talk to you because I can't change your mind. You've already voted. And those kinds of conversations are really important to stimulate turnout among people who don't receive those messages through the mass media.
All right. As someone you said who studies voter turnout, I'd like to ask about these lines at early voting sites. Is there something about lines that actually drive more people to want to get in line?
Oh, that's a great question. I somehow doubt that. The thinking among people who study turnout is, you know, any kind of barrier, any kind of cost that's outlaid is something keeping people from the polls, whether it's, you know, the cost of getting to the polls, the time it takes to actually vote. And so we think of those things as maybe being detriments to the voting process.
I'm wondering if you're taking a look at what's going on this year and thinking if this is unique to this year's election or if maybe this is kind of a trend and will change the way that election season happens going forward, where you see so many people early voting, millions and millions more across the country have, you know, maybe even months ago sent in an absentee ballot and already voted. I mean, half the votes might already be in. Is it typically the case where so many people will have their mind made up enough to say, yes, I'm pulling the trigger and voting for these candidates so far before Election Day? Or is that just kind of a 2020 anomaly? If it isn't, does that change the way the campaigns run, you know, from here on out?
That's a great question. I think that a lot of this is kind of 2020 anomaly. One of the things that's been really unusual about this campaign season is the stability in the polls. If you look at a poll aggregator like 538 or Politico, or Real Clear Politics, They haven't moved. And so a lot of people seem to have their minds made up, and they're implementing that vote early, and I think that that's a feature that they're going to demand going forward, is the ability to do so when they've made their minds up.
It seems like there's really a handful of states that will determine the outcome of the presidential race. What states are you keeping your focus on?
That's true in any given year, but Pennsylvania is something we have to take a real hard, long look at. Florida, of course, could be in the mix as well. Ohio is a persistent battleground state. And then some of the states that right now appear to be slipping away from Trump, such as, you know, Wisconsin. So those are going to be the key states.
We're talking about election night. It's going to seem a little bit different. I mean, I'm trying to still wrap my head around how it's going to look. You know, we're used to the votes kind of trickling in. Obviously, there are the states that get called as soon as, you know, the polls close, and you'll see on the TV, oh, 9 o'clock, New York, it just went blue. But for the other states where it is a little bit closer, I mean, you're going to have, as soon as the polls close, all of these early votes being counted right away. And then you're still going to have to wait, you know, whether it's hours or in some cases weeks for all of these mailed in votes to be counted. It's going to be really strange when you're following this along after the polls close.
Absolutely. I would not want to be on a decision desk on election night. I can't wrap my head around how it's going to go. There are some states that are going to run those absentees through the machines on the night of the election, but then there are other states that will not start counting them until well after the election. And so I can't even begin to think about, you know, given the numbers of absentees that are going to be outstanding, how you start to call that election. And in previous years, it was largely the case that the absentee vote mostly reflected the vote at the polls on election day, and that's not something we're seeing. Well, we saw it up close and personal here with the NY27. The absentees broke a different way than the election day vote did.
When do you think we'll finally get to exhale from this election? Will it be days after November 3rd or weeks?
That's a great question. So if the polls are to be believed right now, I think we may know sooner rather than later if the Biden campaign is able to make a statement in some of these states that are going to be pivotal. That being said, my prior here is, you know, 2 weeks. that's what I'm kind of thinking in my head is going to be the case.
All right. Well, we will wait and see, and then maybe wait some more. Jacob, thanks so much. It's Jacob Nyeheisel, political science professor at the University at Buffalo, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.